Back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studio is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is one of the first days that I've seen the shades down on your large windows
here.
It must be sunshiny out.
The sun comes up over that building right across the street from us, the chiropractor, Noble Chiropractic, at about 6:40 this time of year and just right in my face.
So. Yeah. Okay,
I need to wear sunscreen, so that's the best we can do.
You got to get some shades, man. Where are your shades?
Some cool-looking shades in the studio here. You brought with you today Melissa Hansen, the housing coordinator. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me. And it's been a hot minute. The last time I came, it was dark.
That's right. It's even light when I come in now, about quarter after five. So
that's fantastic. We need the light.
I think so, too. It kind of brightens my outlook. Yeah. And we're going to talk about housing
today. Oh, we are? I just didn't realize that.
let's get into it. Mayor, I'll let you start off. Northfield has, I don't know, how recently, they completed a housing study, though.
Yes, we have, and that has been a really major piece of information that is really driving our strategic plan housing priority, which is housing has really been part of our strategic plan now for the second iteration in a row here, and there are three main focus areas out of that strategic plan. Increased availability of housing at all levels, increased affordability for cost-burdened households, and improved housing quality across the city. So when we've spoken with people about housing, when we've been putting together the strategic plan, we heard loud and clear from all sectors that really housing was a really important issue that we really needed to put a focus on and see some increased availability for people of all income levels. And our city staff have been doing such a stellar job of really working hard behind the scenes to make that happen. And so Melissa is really our housing coordinator, along with all of our other city staff, really bringing forward some significant improvements in that area, along with some of our community partners as well. So I'm just so grateful to have her in here and to be able to share with the community what's happening.
Yeah, Melissa, once again, thank you so much for coming in. You know, last time we had you in were the dark months.
Yes, last year.
And you had just started fairly recently before that. You mentioned at that time, we need housing all the way across the board here. You have the results now of the housing study. Mm-hmm. What did you find out? Did it confirm the things you had been suspecting, or were there any surprises?
Well, actually, we have been underbuilding since the first housing burst bubble in 2008, and that was very evident on our housing study results. And so we have been trying to increase our housing production, mindful that we have been underbuilding before. So the additional units that we are adding above the recommended number, for example, for rental units, it was indicated that between 2020 and 2025, we need 226 units. And we already had 187 in the pipeline, meaning we only needed 39. Now, again, we have exceeded that number, and we have 250 additional rental units that are planned to come online sometime between 2022 and 2023. Again, we are just coming out of a pandemic. We have supply chain issues. There have been pauses put on some of these projects. So moving forward.
You know, we do have some notable, I guess, I want to say apartment buildings and complexes that have come online. The lofts right here downtown, Fifth Street Lofts. There have been a couple of larger projects as well in behind the Target area. Yeah. So are those are online now, being used, aren't they?
Correct, and they opened up at capacity day one. So Timberfield is also building right now, their third building. They also expect to be opened at capacity when they open either in August or September.
Now, the need for housing goes well beyond just apartments. It goes into housing as well and for all income levels, really. Mm-hmm. Are we seeing the individual houses, the residences, single-family homes being built?
Yes, the single-family homes, they're still being built, but not at a rate that we would have anticipated when the housing study was initially put out for RFP. Mm-hmm. So we are seeing a decline in our housing, our single-family homes, but that's a number of factors. We have the cost of housing right now is astronomical. Very little to no relief in sight for that. So it's we need more multifamily housing. That's the affordable housing. That is what our new families are starting out in. And do you prefer an apartment or a townhome? Those are the options.
All right. The you had mentioned construction business was booming. It's kind of been dead, then booming, then dead, and booming due to supply chain, due to employees, you know, lack of workers and such. It's hard to get some momentum built up within that. Are you seeing anything that would make you more optimistic for the next 2 or 3 years that things might come together like they used to be?
Right. Wow, that is a loaded question. Well, I encourage young people to go into the trades. We do not have that pipeline anymore.
Yeah, and we don't have enough workers to really any sector of the economy. But you're not here to talk about that, so we'll stick to housing. Once again, Melissa Hansen is with us, the housing coordinator for Northfield, and along with Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. And Mayor, you can chime in anytime you want to as well. We're talking about the housing needs. You know, let's talk about what is in the pipeline. You'd mentioned there are more than that. I wouldn't say more than enough. That's probably not the right term for that, but a little bit more than what the housing plans study and survey had found out. What are some of those projects that are coming up?
Well, we have Spring Creek 2, which, again, the city has contributed land to. We've also provided some ARPA money to help move it along because, again, when supply chains and labor issues and happened, when you have nonprofits that are trying to build affordable housing, they run very lean on their margins. So when inflation happened, labor, materials costs went up, we needed to step up and fill that gap. So the HRA, very proactive. We went ahead and helped Three Rivers bridge that gap, and very excited to get that started.
Yeah,
and that, I know there's so many sources for funding for projects like that. And that's easy to say when you're on a radio, when you're out there trying to find those sources, it's a whole lot more difficult. Yeah. But there are some sources. Have you been able to tap into some other sources of income and revenue for that program?
Yeah, so the Spring Creek Townhomes, too, that has been really a fun project, and Three Rivers are a great partner. And with that project, I know, and Melissa can probably fill in the gaps that I'm going to miss here, but, you know, the collaboration with Rice County, Three Rivers, the City of Northfield, HRA, just so many different entities, the long-term low-income housing tax credits from the state. I'm not sure if I mentioned that, but it takes a long time to bring these projects forward, and I'm really thankful that Three Rivers hasn't let go of this particular project and that our different community partners have really jumped on board to ensure that Spring Creek 2 comes online. That's 32 different townhomes that'll be added down in the southeastern portion of the city, and Bluffview is another residential development that I know our city staff are working on. But I was just at the Community Action Center, their Hillcrest build, and the 17 different emergency housing that three different construction companies, local builders, are really working hand-in-hand with our Community Action Center to bring about. And that is really exciting to see so many different community partners coming forward, giving of their resources. The city is backing it as well. And just to see the excitement about that project. These are really key projects that people are working really hard to make happen. And yes, we might not see the daily grind, right? You and I, Jeff, but Melissa's really right there on the front lines working with the different partners, and I'm just so grateful to the many people that, regardless of the circumstances, people are keeping a positive outlook and maintaining, we're going to get this done for our community. And it's some of these issues, they're not unique to Northfield. They're being felt all across the state. So the more that we can come together as a community to make things happen, the better off that we're going to be. And that's where I'm just so grateful to the numerous people that have built relationships and can get the job done. That's so crucial.
You know, you touched on something I want to touch on here as well, and that's the Hillcrest site, with the collaboration with the CAC and collaboration with everyone, it seems like, and either one of you can comment on this. This seems to be have a higher profile on a more state and regional level because of the many collaborations. Have things gone well with that?
Absolutely. I'm glad that you all brought that up. Well, just last week, the city of Northfield, as well as Habitat for Humanity, was actually showcased. We had Joaquin El Toro, who is the administrator of the Rural Housing Service within Rural Development, along with our USDA State Director, Colleen Landkamer, and our Regional Manager, Chuck Phillips. We had Habitat Minnesota, Rice County Habitat, City of Northfield HRA, as well as County HRA. We're at the Habitat Build down in Southbridge. It was a wonderful collaboration. They are showcasing that property as well as Northfield for our collaboration between public and nonprofit entities to help make affordable housing happen. And so very, very exciting. This is not usual, and this is exciting.
It is unusual, and having so much collaboration on projects like that, of people wanting to do good things, you kind of hope things like this, this is a trend starter, or the future, perhaps where the future is. Do you see things that way? Is that
well,
hope?
Well, let's get a housing bonding bill passed at the state, and yes, there's hope there. There really is.
Yeah, we won't even get into the legislature right now. Maybe at some point this summer we'll have some bonding or something to talk about, but I will just kind of presume that nobody's really too happy with that.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Once again, Mayor Powdell and Melissa Hansen are with us. Melissa is the housing coordinator for the City of Northfield. What else? Anything that I've missed or that you'd like to bring up from that housing study or some of the development going on here in Northfield?
There's a lot happening everywhere. There really is.
What is, I guess, one other thing? I don't know if either one, once again, either one of you can answer this. The Craywood development, is that on track? Is that, they have, that made a lot of headlines over the course of the winter time. I think all the hurdles as far as, you know, the city and permits and everything, we've got those in line. Where's that at?
Well, they are currently under site plan review. So hopefully to have a recommendation to council in June, and I'm fingers crossing because I didn't double check with Michaela, but that is the plan, and hoping to move some dirt soon.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to bring up, housing or otherwise?
So I know that we have different, like an aging in place grant, residential rehab loans, we've got down payment assistance. There are some different programs that I think our HRA is really supporting to make housing possible. And I am just reminded of it over and over as we have our community members that are getting older, right? On average, I think we all age 1 year at a time, right? We all know that, right? So you can kind of guess.
The years get smaller as you get older, though.
How does that happen? You know, you only should age like a half a year, you know, once you get older. But we know that people are in our split entry homes, or people that have live in our historic district. Oftentimes, there's stairs involved. And as people want to age in place, You've got to figure out how do you do that when you've got stairs now that you need to be able to get up and down and you're using a walker. Or I've just been hearing more and more stories about that. And our Aging in Place grant are just helping people change their homes, so make it possible so that they can remain in their home that they already paid off, right? So it's more financially viable for them to remain in the home. So I think as we move forward here, I think it's going to be really important for us to know and understand what the needs are throughout the community for people trying to get into a new home, which I was one of those people at one time, and we needed to put a huge amount of sweat equity into just to get into our home. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily easy, right? But finding, supporting all homeowners at all stages, I think, is really important. I'm just so grateful for our HRA to really just trying to think out of the box of how do we help all of our existing homeowners, people that are here and people that want to locate here.
That's very important. And you've also hit the nail on the head where housing also equals health in many, many situations, whether you're a young child or an older person.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, ladies, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us. Much appreciated. And have a great summer. And Melissa, I don't know when we'll talk to you again, but I'm sure it will be at some point in the future. Mayor, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.